Welcome back, or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. Today is a lovely Tuesday, and I am recording just after the launch of our second episode. So if you haven't already listened to that, I would definitely go in and give it a listen. It is the first topic that I've covered in the season one of this podcast. So without further ado, today's topic is expectations versus reality. This is something that I have really been wanting to talk about and just share and relate to others about, because I know it's something that we all struggle with, whether if it's a silent struggle, if we're vocalizing it. The struggle of expectations versus reality can really hinder your mood if you think about it too hard. For example, and maybe this was just me, but I know when I was 5 years old, 6 years old, I was planning out what my future was going to be. I had a plan for what I was going to be doing when I was 21, when I was 22, when I was 23, 24. And it is pretty cool to say that I am living out some of the dreams I had when I was younger, that being I graduated college, I found the love of my life, we are living together, we have a cat, I was able to move out of my hometown, I have a great group of best friends, I was in a sorority, I am living the apartment life that I always wanted to live when I was younger. But then there are also some expectations that haven't necessarily come to fruition yet in my life, such as finding my dream job or really living near all of my friends, because majority of my friends are in Florida or in Arizona and I'm currently in New Jersey. So there are some things that I did definitely expect to be living out by the time I was 24. But being 24, I realize honestly how young that is, how much time I have, and I feel like once you hit a new age, you're like, oh wow, I do not feel as grown up as I thought I was going to feel. I know that majority of us played house with our friends. We all assigned different roles to each other. I personally had a lot of baby dolls. I played with Barbies, and I figured that, sure, maybe I didn't expect to be a mom at 24, but I definitely expected to be in a headspace of being ready to be a mom at 24. And now at this age, I can't think of anything scarier than being a mom, bringing a life into this world, and just all of the responsibilities that come with that. When we were younger and we were in kindergarten, first grade, our teachers always asked us, now, what do you want to be when you grow up? And we pretty much every single year until you graduate high school, that is one of the most commonly asked questions by your teachers, by your peers, by other staff at schools, by your family, by honestly any adult figure in your life. What do you want to be when you grow up? What are you going to do after you graduate? This, that, or the other. What's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? I feel like those questions, while they may be very harmless and just a question that anyone can ask at any given time just to spark conversation, it can honestly be a little harmful to the person that is being asked, because why do you have to have it figured out? In my opinion, that is almost putting a time restraint on you and making you feel like you should be somewhere that you're not. And this just ties into the expectation versus reality. Someone might expect something out of you because they've already lived your year, they've already walked a similar journey as you, and their reality was a bit different. One thing about me, and if you know me, you know that I struggle going with the flow. Now, as I've grown up, this is something that I have been able to manage a little bit more, and with just going to college, going out of state, not having my parents in the same state as me, not having them a 40-minute drive away, not having that crutch to lean on like a lot of people do. It really taught me that you need to be able to go with the flow. You need to be able to roll with the punches. You need to be able to just act pretty instantaneously when something happens, because life is always going to throw you curveballs. And that is just the reality of life, whether we like that or not. So another thing that really adds into the expectations versus reality are movies and shows. Now, some of you might be already predicting what I'm going to say. As much as we love them, Disney movies. Disney movies are the, in my opinion, number one high standard setting thing in our life. It really puts these crazy expectations and puts in little girls' or little boys' minds that they need to have this great love, that they need to have this great purpose of helping and serving others, while the underlying morals of the story are supposed to be lighthearted and loving and just a fun and easy watch. When you're a little girl and you watch these princess movies, or even a little boy and you watch how the prince is supposed to act, that is something that you, whether you mean to or not, you're going to internalize that and think, okay, this is the expectation. I'm supposed to find my one true love and drop everything, or I'm supposed to not have my life figured out until I find my one true love. Thinking that way is really not allowing yourself to go with the flow and just seize every opportunity, because it's like you're waiting for something. Another thing that hits the expectations versus reality is social media. I love social media, but there's not just one downfall. There are many negative sides to anything. Any good thing has bad things attached to it. So with social media, the number one thing that I struggle with is comparison. Comparing my life to other people. And what you really have to keep in mind if you're going to be on social media, especially consuming content every single day, is that social media for 99% of people is their highlight reel. They're not posting on social media when they're having a bad day. They're not posting when they're crying over their feelings being hurt. They're not posting their fails, their struggles. They're not posting the hard things that they're going through. You will find some people who are very real and genuine and transparent and authentic on social media. And then you will find people that only post on social media when there is something good going on in their life. And if you are constantly consuming all of this content of people's highs and successes, it is very easy to fall into the loop and the trap of comparing yourself. The number one takeaway that I have really just never let slip out of my mind is that comparison is the thief of joy. I heard this a few years ago when I was listening to a podcast, and it is just something that once I heard it, it really clicked, because comparing yourself to someone else is going to steal your joy. Now, unless you are comparing yourself to someone to make yourself feel better, which I'm sure every single person on this planet has done that, that is not a healthy mindset to be in. But granted, no one is perfect. I know I've been in that mindset. But for the most part, when you compare yourself to someone else, you are taking away the positives of your own life. If you're comparing yourself to a girl who is posting on social media, a guy who is posting on social media, and they post a picture of them at the beach, or a photo of them in their bathing suit, and they look, in your opinion, very put together, very fit, very perfect. Number one, let's all just get it out there that every single bikini bathing suit, beach, pool photo that you are seeing, that is the absolute best photo that that person took the entire day. And they're going to post it. I won't even lie and say that I have ever posted a single photo of me in a bathing suit where I do not look my best. I could take 100 photos within the span of 5 minutes of me at the beach, and I'm not going to post the one where my body does not look attractive, where my arms look flabby, or where my stomach doesn't look perfectly toned, or where my head is tilted a certain way. So if you're not doing that, why do you think that someone is just having a one take, a one perfect take, and they're posting that? I can guarantee you that that person that you are looking at on social media also had 99 bad takes, and they found the one good take and posted it. Because again, posting on social media is a highlight reel. Yes, you are going to find people that are very body positive and they post photos of them very relaxed, not posed. And those are great people to follow and great content to consume. But don't let someone posting their absolute best photo take away from you and your beauty and all of the amazing things that make you you. Don't let someone posting their shopping spree take away from the things that you already have. You can just as easily post all of the positive things in your life and still feel like shit at the end of the day. Posting positive things and materialistic things and the good things that come your way, the good photos, even the happy moments with your friends, that doesn't mean that you are automatically happier than the people who are not posting the same exact things. Not every single person on social media posts all of the highs in their life, but the people that do, if that's all that you're consuming, it is very easy, again, to fall into that trap of comparing yourself to them. Just please keep in mind that when you see people posting all of the good in their life, they are using social media as a highlight reel. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with that, because a lot of people use social media as a personal diary or just a way to document things, because even when you're gone, your social media is still going to be there. And honestly, I think that's a really cool thing. I know not everyone has the same prerogative and the same thinking when it comes to social media, but I personally think that social media is an amazing tool that can connect you with other people, whether if it's friends and family that live in a different state, live across the country, even live in different countries. You can use it as a way to network. You can use it as a way to just share what's going on in your life and connect to other people that are going through the exact same experiences. We can't talk about expectations versus reality without addressing the elephant in the room. COVID. The pandemic, the lockdown, that is something that not a single soul could have predicted. Sure, people say The Simpsons predicted a lot of things in our life, but no, seriously, that is something that not one person could have predicted and been like, yeah, this is going to happen, so I'm going to expect this to happen. I had just turned 21 a month or two before the pandemic hit the United States. And it was in the middle of my junior year, and it truly did change a part of me. It took away the part of me for a little bit of time that had all of these hopes and dreams and big goals and aspirations and believed that anything was possible. It did chip away at me a little bit, and that is not something that I would have ever predicted when I was 5 years old, 10 years old. Even 15, even 20 years old. Never would I have predicted that my last year and a half of college would have been spent not at school, doing all of my work remote, online, not seeing my classmates, not seeing my teachers face to face, not being at the beautiful campus that I had dreamed of for years before even going to college, not seeing all of the friendly faces that I had seen for the last basically 3 years of my life. That is not something that I would have expected, but it was the reality of my life. Remember how I said I struggle with going with the flow sometimes? Part of me likes to think that, oh, the pandemic happened because it really taught all of America to slow down and to stop planning ahead for the next 50 years and to just live in the moment, because we truly don't know when our time here on Earth is going to come to an end. So you might as well just live in the moment. Tell your family you love them. Tell your loved ones you love them. Reach out. Visit people. Don't forget to say the things that come to your mind. Even if you see a stranger that passes by and you like their outfit, compliment them. If you like someone's hairstyle, compliment them. If you think that someone just has a really awesome vibe, compliment them. Because at the end of the day, again, we really don't know. No day is promised. No day is guaranteed. And that is a huge thing of expectations versus reality. You may expect and predict and have a idea in mind for how the next 30, 40, 50 years of your life are going to go. But the reality is that what we have and what we know we have is this moment right now, right here, today. So you might as well seize it and go for every single opportunity, whether if it is something that you have expected to happen or planned to happen. It's okay if your life goes off of course a little bit, because it's your life and you really don't know how it's going to play out. Whatever you believe in, if you believe in a higher power, if you're religious, if you are an astrology girly, if you are whatever you believe in, keep in mind that everything is going to work out the way that it is supposed to. And if you can find any comfort in that, I am happy for you. If not, just keep living how you want to live. Make the best of every single moment. And just know that regardless of expectations, things can always take a left turn. Things can always go uphill. Things can always go downhill. But at the end of the day, the one thing that you can control is how you react to things. So like I said, going with the flow, just try to make sure that you keep yourself happy. Don't just bend over for people because if I do this, then this is going to happen, because that's not necessarily how life works. Regardless of what people tell you or what you listen to, even listening to this podcast right now, I just really recommend to take everything with a grain of salt, because the reality is that everyone is living a completely different life. Yes, we're all living at the exact same time, but 10 people, 100 people can experience one thing and all experience it differently. We can all go to the grocery store and all have a completely different experience when walking out. Every single person can board a plane, have a plane flight, go to Miami, have a vacation, and come back. Everyone could be on the same exact travel itinerary and experience it completely different, because that is just the reality of life, is that everything is experienced and just lived and viewed in a completely different lens, because everyone is unique and everyone has their own way of processing information. So yeah, I just really wanted to share this topic today, because I know that it's something that I struggle with, so I'm sure that there are plenty of other people out there that struggle with it as well. And if there's one thing that you can take away from this episode, it's that, again, even if you have these high standards, high expectations, all these different Pinterest boards of how things are going to go, and I'm a Pinterest girly, so do not think that I am having any Pinterest slander over here. Regardless of how you think something is going to go, just try to go with the flow, and that will also prevent you from getting too upset in any given situation. The one big thing that I think of when I think of expectations versus reality is a wedding. I've never been married, but just from what I hear about people that have been married and just watching shows that have weddings in it, even movies with weddings in it, is that more than likely one thing, if not multiple things, are going to go a little bit different than how you planned. And rather than getting upset and getting all bent out of shape and just getting so caught up in the thing that went wrong that then you spiral and the whole day unravels and derails and just goes all completely out of whack, just try to go with the flow and live in the moment and just know that even if something goes a different way than planned, it doesn't mean that it's bad. You never know. Something might go different than how you planned it, and it turns out 100 times better. Your expectations and your standards might not be the best way, might not be the most efficient way, might not turn out and result in the most uplifting and, I guess, just the most exciting and fun way, if that makes sense as to what I'm saying. Basically, just because you have something set in mind and you are so stuck in your ways doesn't mean that if something goes a different way that it's going to be bad, that it's going to fail, that it's going to suck. So, again, the one thing to take away is to just try to go with the flow and live in the moment and just enjoy life as it comes at you. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to episode 3 of It's Nap Time. I hope you enjoyed your nap time today. You guys can follow me on my personal Instagram at NatalieXPalik or my TikTok, NatalieP012. And you can check out the podcast Instagram at It's Nap Time Podcast. I also have a Google form in the bio of the podcast Instagram, and I'm going to link it in the episode description details. All of the other links to my social media will be in there too if you want to connect and just have more updates in the podcast. Again, I'm going to be posting every single Tuesday, so feel free to come back next week and listen to episodes 1 and 2 if you haven't already. I hope you guys have an amazing week and that you just have something to look forward to. Today is a very gloomy day here in New Jersey. It's supposed to rain here soon, but that will be kind of nice to have a little relaxing day, even though it is August. I don't know when it turns fall, guys. I think it's fall soon. What, August, September time? Maybe middle September? I'm actually very excited for fall time this year. Who would have ever thought? But yeah, if you guys have any questions or comments, feel free to use the Google form that is going to be linked. I love you guys so much. Don't forget to answer the question at the end of this episode. And yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye!